Sophia Chesson Beis, Rashi's. The Reza Mechar from Megadis. So the Yerzi said he wants to say halal every day. The Morse is saying halal every day is not a good thing. It was introduced by the Nevi'im to say it occasionally. L'shevach v'chidoya is praised to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And thanks, can read of Harbi Psachim, that Karat Tamid, but Loita, Ena Elokim, Mazam, Rashir, and Mislaite, it looks like he's just like singing a song, and it becomes, it loses its significance. I told you, Pshat, no more that there's, because it seems to focus in on specifically, you see, it's Mitzrayim.
Is that a
Sukkah the Zimra, Shneim Yisroel Shel Hilulim, Hallow is Hashem, and Hashemim, Hallelu, Kel Bakotche. So, Rashi said that it's the they bring this Rashi that the person doesn't have enough time to say all of Sukkah the Zimra. So the two main, besides Ashrei, which the Gemara says explicitly in Pesachus Brachas, the two other main kapitlos are the Hallow is Hashem and Hashemayim and Hallelu Kel Bakotche. It's when it's red. Shachris, when it rises in the morning, it's red. Acharei hanitza miyad, after the moment of nates, he adoyme, it is red. Arbi sama kushkiyas, and in the evening, as it's about to set, also it turns red. So that's why it's called dimdumei chama. Im shemesh, im zichas. You should greet a Kadosh Baruch Hu with its sun, with the sun rising.
Sorry, the davening, the second davening is the mincha or the maariv.
The mincha. With neyareach, before the moon, kadem or hayareach, before the moon's light comes up. When the sun has not set yet. We may say,
I thought there's some discussion about whether it's better to have the Chagadol or the Chagadana.
To refer to Lachadam and Chagadana. The Milo Dam and Chagadala is because of Suda issues. You could be a Dam and Chagadala. But the preferred Zman is Mitzvah Ketana. That's B'chav, because Mitzvah Ketana was the Zman of the Hakrovas Karmat Tomid regularly. Mitzvah was the earliest that they could do it, which they would do on occasion when the Erev Pesach, etc. But in general, it was done later to allow more time for Kabbonis in the middle. So therefore, corresponding to that, we done Mitzvah later. They may say Mitzvah Ben Imayim, Shemis Yasrim B'Yisurim. Rashi says that it gives the person Yisurim, and he's marking over the same and takes away their Averis. Tosha says that brings him the reed. There's a Medrash that says that it makes the person pure because all of the food, it removes any vestige of food from the person. It makes the person pure like Malachim.
So if there's some kind of holy that is maybe more, I mean, according to Rashi, according to him, it seems like if it was more painful.
Right.
Just had, perhaps in those times it was common to have, you know, the stomach ailments, but
theoretically, yeah. You know, this is Shabbos with the very. The neshihi amuka, it's low. The mechasheches nivel odyam, it gets dark when it's still halachically day. The swurim, people think shechashech has already become dark, and therefore they would start Shabbos early. It's on the mountain. Even the sun is set, but since they're higher up, so the angle they have of the horizon is such that they still see light, and therefore Ma'achim Lotzeis, they hold on to Shabbos longer. People gather the people to come. In Mimamide, Mimamide, Mimunim, Leis Oichel, Larmer Hia Eis Lamed Vilechol. Their job is to make sure that people go and eat something. So, I'd rather not be from those people. Mimachalke, Leniim Soka, Timin Bavadas, Barkama, Soka, Nigris Vishnamo, Miskolakis Vishloisha. You need two people at least to gather stock. There should be eight if they're not taking for themselves. You need three, a bezin of three to decide how much each to give out to the niyim. b'machalkim I saw aleim livdik. If he had
a degree, is any kind of concept of basement.
Yeah. The machalkim I saw aleim livdik. If he had circle chol echad ve'echad, they have to decide each one's needs. Panim shekrev and daitim merachim al zeh. They have a feeling of mercy more on one. Lachok yersim in the circle. Give him a little more than he necessarily needs. Shem nim I saw b'harvocha. Running this chaver, it seems to the next guy. Some people, it's easier to like than others. So we're afraid that that a person will not deal with it properly. So I'd rather be from the ones who gather the stock than the ones who give out the stock, because the responsibility of that is tremendous. Famous Meister with Rishil Salanter, that his wife once bought a lottery ticket. I tell you this Meister one. His wife once bought a lottery ticket. I tell you this before. So as soon as he heard about it, he gathered three talmidim. He says, I'm proclaiming that I have no schusim on my wife's property. Paris saying me from outside Carolina. I have no reason why. He says, this is, she wins the lottery. And now we have all this money. All this money, I have a key to the good stock. I have a key to the good stock properly. Each person is supposed to get the right amount. So I have to sit there and spend my time being worried about how much each person is supposed to get. And then who says I'll make the correct calculations? The responsibility is so tremendous, I don't want to deal with any of the money. So I'm going to make sure that I have no rights to any of that money. I can't deal with it. It's about to be for my learning. So that was just a thought, this view of having money, the responsibility which comes with it. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yossi, back on the Gemara. Right there, okay? About 17 lines up or something like that. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Chomesh Bilis Ba'alti V'Natati Chemisha Rosin B'Yisrael. 5 times I had relations with my wife, and from those 5 times, I was zeche to produce 5 cedars in Kol Yisrael. Amaninu, what are these 5 cedars? Rishmo Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chalafta Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Avtilas Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi. Kedem Markasha Vaika Bardimus, he had a son named Nomer Bardimus, Hanu Bardimus, Hanu Menachem. My father Bardimus, son of Demim Leverid, he had a face which is comparable to that of a rose. Most of the members of Yossi, Mitzvah Zayna L'Kayim, he wasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of having relations with his wife regularly. It doesn't mean he had 5 times he had Ela'ema Chomesh B'Elois Ba'alti V'Shanisi. 5 times did he have relations in the same night twice. And the Mor says that causes a person to have sons, his supposed daughters. Lamar B'Yossi, Miyamai L'Karisi L'Ishti Ishti V'L'Shari Shari. I never referred to my wife as my wife, and my shore as my shore. El Ishti Basi, so I said referred to my wife as my home. And L'Shari, I understand that the shore is Sodi, is my field. Amar B'Yossi Miyamai L'Niskalti B'Mila Shali. I never looked at my Mila. The Kedusha of not being Maharer, I never looked at my Mila. Any, the most of that can't be, because of Amr Lay, the Rebbe, my time of Karol Lecha Rebbeinu HaKadosh. They asked Rebbe, why do you, they refer to you as Rebbeinu HaKadosh? Imagine asking the person the question. Why do they refer to you as the Hed Lecha Erechaim HaKadosh? You know, why do they refer to you as Kadosh? I don't know, right? That's Amr Lehu, Yimayamar Lay, Niskalti, B'Mila Shali. So, if that's the reason, so why don't they refer to Rabbi Yossi as Rabbi Yossi HaKadosh? So if Rabbi Yossi had that same midah, so why do they refer to Rabbi as Kadosh and Rabbi Yossi not? So my answer is Rabbi, that besides that, Milsafita Habibe, he had another Hanhaga which he did. Shlahitas Yadam Takas Avneta. He never put his hands below his belt. His hands were like this. They say Meister with Maral Diskin. Maral Diskin, when he was sick, it was in the hospitals, and it was documented, like you hear the story from the other end, that when he would fall asleep, his hands would raise up. His hands would not go below his belt. No, they put him down on the bed, and they put his hands down, and his hands, he was at a, his hands would raise up and move away from. So they asked the family. So they said, because he's careful never put his hands, so even he was like in a semi-coma, his hands would have to move away from that area. Okay. So when they used to take off their clothing, they would take it off inside out. So the imrim, which was like the edges of the material, was inside of the material, inside of the garment. So when he got undressed, in a way which was so sneeze that he would get undressed under the covers, etc. You get dressed and undressed. So they never saw the insides of my clothing. I never went against what my friends told me to do. I know that I'm not a kohen. Okay, and even so, they know that I'm not a kohen. If they tell me go up, I would go up. I'm about to myself. I lower myself down in front of the command of my chaveri. Tosis says that he's not sure exactly what the veru would be that for a Yisrael to go up to the Dukhan. Pashas, he couldn't have said the bracha. Sher kinesham b'kedushas shel Aaron. That's not true. That so he probably did not say the bracha. That's what he said. That he's willing to do in order that he shouldn't go against what his chaverim told him to do. I never said something and then I never took it back. Why is that? Because I was always very careful to say things that I do not need to retract. The Chabad Chaim, you know, brings this down. Some of the Shemun over here, Rashi brings over here that the issue was a very lashon hara. That he was careful, you know, never to say something which he would feel a need to. Did you say that about me?
No.
He never had to say that because he was always careful chachila to say things which he'd be comfortable saying. Yes, I did say that about you. Okay, let's see Rashi. That's the end of Rabbi Yossi's stories. Balti Bishanisi. He repeated himself. Kadesh Yu Skarim. The Maharetsa Shiu Bono Skarim Yibo Yishna. The person wants to show them what Skarim, you should do a double B. Look recently, Ishti Ishi. Shav Sikha Skulam Shali Yeshluman Haman al Chachma. He was careful, even just in his average speech, to talk intelligently. He called Ishti Basi, she Ikrishal Bias, because that's my home. She's the main part of the mainstay of the home. The Shorvi Sari. The majority of tvua comes with the ability that the stress you're going to put into the field, which is to the shore. He was careful with tznius. So if that's Rabbi Yossi's way that he deported himself, he should also refer to his kaddish. Never put below the belt. Moreau Kuris. Kisha Pashit Chalukai, and take off his garments. Pashtai Kumosha Hulav Shai, Derech Roshai. So he would take it off, instead of dropping it, he would take it off up, and he'd pull up with one hand. He'd put a garment under, put the blanket under him. And then take it off up over the top. Mishum sneez. The tzedinoi mitachas. He put the linen below, and the yeshu mitosa sitting. And then he would take it off, ready being covered by the linen. And if you wear a long robe, you can sort of like put the linen up under the robe, and then take off the robe from above. One might be dover because that's a local right. So Rashi like this: Shim ba mi shamarti elav dover. If somebody would come to me that I said something about him, the Shaul Imamarti came to love and asked me, did you say this about me? I would not deny it. See, Shemitkila Emes Amarti, because I was always careful to say things which are true. So the Chabad Chaim, you know, says, well, she knows those are even true. So, but the Kesavar Kol Milsa, the means Amra, Bapi Mora, less with Mishum Lishan Bisha, the Chaim Mepharash Mesef is a Rocha. So there's an opinion which says that if you say it in the face of the person who it said about, that's not considered Lashon Hara. So I was careful to deal with things which I'd be willing to say, in the person's face. So Chabad Chaim brings out the Nakamura, brings up the Rishon with the Nakamura explain that even when I say something about somebody, most of us were in the presence of the person himself. We're not going to say an outright insult to their face. So, you know, obviously the point of the more being, we'll say things which we're comfortable saying in their presence. It could be theoretically, if most of us, again, we don't like. I might tell some her about you behind your back, but not in your front of your face. I usually have a more derech eretz. So Chabad Chaim says that Babi Mora means that there's certain things which I could say which could be interpreted more than one way. If I'm saying it in your presence, I probably mean the nice way. If I'm saying it in your non-presence, we can't be so guaranteed. If I say, you know, this guy's a chakra and a goslin, and I'm willing to say it to his face, that doesn't make it not lashon hara, you know. Right? Even if I say it in his face, it's still lashon hara. But I say, you know, that guy is, you know, always out there helping people. That could be he's a really nice guy, or it means he's not doing any of his job. He's just busy out there helping people, not doing what he's supposed to be doing. You know, it can be interpreted more than one way. So which one do I mean? That's what Rashi, that's how the Chofetz Chaim understands the dinner apim moro. Amram Nachman. Okay. So now the Mora says, the Mora goes to a series of tasty leaves. I should be zeichet to get a reward because I felt there's at least one thing which I was careful about. The Kiyamti Gimel Sudas B'Shabbos. He says, since I was careful to fulfill the mitzvah of Gimel Sudas B'Shabbos meticulously, that's something which I therefore felt that I did properly and I deserve a reward. So he asked Nachman, what did you accomplish in your life? I was careful with Gimel Sudas B'Shabbos. That was where he, well, I taught 10,000 Talmidim, you know. Okay. So once more says, Nachman says, Tesili and Surah Shabbos, so Amr of Yehuda Tesili, the Kiyamti Iyun Tefila. I was careful in Iyun Tefila. Tesis raises a question that there's a Gemara which refers to Iyun Tefila as something which is necessarily positive. So over here is referring to Iyun Tefila is referring to that person did it with Kavan, done with Kavan. And there are other shot them in Iyun Tefila in other places where it's a negative thing, that the person sort of like, after the person davens, the person sort of looking into, well, did I get what I asked? That type of attitude. That's Iyun Tefila, which is improper. Amar Rav Huna Bereda Yeshua Teisa Lito Lesugina Dal Anamas Begilei Rosh. He was careful not to watch Dal Anamas Begilei Rosh. This is one of the Gemara that they bring that indicates that something which it's well, there's two ways to understand this Gemara. Either the Gemara says something which is exceptional, which means it wasn't a chiyuv, and some saying, well, Gimel Sudas B'Shabbos is also a chiyuv, is a chiyuv, but still, Reb Nachman was talked about the fact that he did it, so Dal Anamas Begilei Rosh could also be a chiyuv, and he was careful about that chiyuv. The Kiyamti Mitzvah Tefillin, Rashi says he never went to Dal Anamas without Tefillin. Amar Nachman Tesuli, the Kiyamti Mitzvah Tzitzis. And Nachman also says he's careful Mitzvah Tzitzis. Amar Rav Yosef, Berei the Rabba. Rav Yosef asked Rabba's son, Rav Yosef, Avuch B'mai Zaretzei, what was your father very careful with? Amar Lai B'Tzitzis. Yermachad Hava Kasolik B'Darga. One time he's walking up like a ladder. Yitzhak Lechuta, one of the sitzes tore. When Nachas Va'asa, he wouldn't come down. Kamadol the Rame, until he put the sitzes back in, he refused to move. So he wouldn't walk. He's remained there standing on this ladder until somebody got him some sitters and he was able to take care of it. When I see a young Talmud Chacham who completes learning a Masechta, I would celebrate with all the Chachamim. I would make a Yom Tov. He was Rosh Hashiva, so he would go every time the Talmud finished, he would make a whole celebration. I'm a Rabbi Teitzer Lee. We spoke once about the idea of making the whole Siyam for and Rashiva told us that in Tells, he was in Tells, there was a Yid of Rabbi Yechaim Helfen, Zichron Lebracha. I mentioned him to you. He was the Mashiach Yid, just running outside. He was a Balabas. He had the Kol Hachevra Shas. They used to learn the Gemara together every day. And they finished Shas. See, he made Shiva Simei Mishnah. He celebrated for 7 days. Each day he made big sudas, and each day he brought in a rub from a different town, a little shetlach around Tells, to say a drasha. Like for 7 days in a row, he celebrated. So that was the Balabas and Tells. There's other mitzvah which he had Rabbi Yechaim Helfen. The Mishnah Pashat of Balabas. Pashat of Balabas. He didn't know how to learn, but everything was. He was a Balabas. There's a Maestro once, Rabbi Chaim, that there was a big tumult going on in the street. Rabbi Chaim came running outside and not fully dressed. Where is he? Mashiach. Big tumult about Mashiach was here. And he couldn't control himself. He ran outside to see if Mashiach. Where's Mashiach? That was the thought process of the person. Amar Rabbi Teitzer Lee, the Chiyasat Simon Rabbonim. The Mora says, Rabbi says, when a Tzimmer Rabbanon we had in Sefer Tainus, Rashi Tzimmer Rabbanon means a young Talmud Chacham who still has the fire, service, like Russian of heat. We mellow as we get older, okay? The younger ones are very 13 and a half years in Silver Spring did it to me. Anyway, but and rewarded me when I came. He says, have patience, slow down. We come with dinner. Lemazigna Resha Abesadja Tamil Mahafichna Bisuse. If I would have I would not lie down, put my head to the pillow till I hadn't figured out a way to see that if there's a way to see that he's correct. So I'm a member of Ashi. I can't be a din tera for a tzimmer rabbanon for one of the tamidim. My time at the chaviv alai kegufoy, I hold him dear like my own body. I can't see anything negative about him. See Rashi. The piyamtim is a tefillin. Shalaholach arba amos by tefillin. He wouldn't go down amos without tefillin. Mechain linyan tzitzis. Remember, we had a Yuma, the Moor says that Rav, Hechad HaMichil Hashem, to go down north, that I went to Al-Ramas below Talos of Tefillin. They used to wear it the whole day. So he would go to Al-Ramas without that, that would be considered improper. The Ramei should take the Tefillin finish. V'zeh Losh and Tfliya Sitzu, Termina Ba'alma, Loi Ramei Chuti. So the Moor says, the server there, that he met this person in the Elio said, that who's the Ben Alam Haba? This fellow wasn't wearing Sitzus. So first the Losh and Ramei, placing it. The Shalom Masechta, Shigarasa, he finished himself that he was learning. I didn't even tell Rabbanan to meet him. Rosh Hashiva, he was Rosh Hashiva. Basically, Yishalom Skari, I should get rewarded for this thing. This is one thing I felt I did properly. The Chesed of Rabbanan. Shechiva Tamidim, Tamidim Chamim Malai, I have a love for the Tamidim Chamim. From a Zigna, Resha Besadja, Enim and Yeparoshi Alakai, don't let my head go to the pillow. Kamala and Hapichna, Lei Beskuse, Ache Ere, Im Yesh, Bidvorov. This case, if I can see a way to see that he should win. Okay. The Mora says, Rav Chanina Me'atef. Now the Mora is moving into again about that. Going back to Shabbos. Rav Chanina Me'atef V'koya Panya Demel Shabbat. A person, he would wrap himself up in nice clothing and he would sit there and he would wait on the evening of going into Shabbos, the afternoon going to Shabbos. And he would say, Omer, let's go out and greet the Shabbos Hamalka. Because he would get ready early and be ready to go out to greet the Kal, the Shabbos Malka. Rabbi Yannai, lo b'shmane, I think this is bim mali shabbatu, he would put on his clothing and Arab Shabbos, b'omer bo, bo yikala, bo yikala, come in the kala. Rabbi Ravuna, ikulei v'bei Rabbi bar Rav Nachman, so Rabbi bar Ravuna arrived in the house of Rabbi Rav Nachman, ikibulei tlosa sovi tachi. They gave him three baskets worth, I think it means, of tachi, of a, Rashi says it was a type of a fried or baked with oil type of a, like a very tasty type of a biscuit. Amalei mihava yadisa dasina, did you know I was coming? I mean, you know, I imagine you usually make this type of, you know, fancy, expensive, tasty biscuit. You know I was coming? Amalei mihadisa lon minoa, you're better than Shabbos? We make this for Shabbos, of course you make this. We make this. So you came when they already prepared for Shabbos, that's why we're able to give you such a thing. Rabbi Abba Zavon, the Tlaser, Istri, Pshiti, Bissa, Mitlaser, Tabochi, he would spend 13 istaries of coins to buy meat from 13 different butchers to get the most, you know, keep looking for the best meat, cut of meat. He would go to the butcher would spend money to find the best cut of meat for Kabbat Shabbos. Umashimahu atinor dadasha. One shot, I think it says that he would. Tzinodash is like the hinge that the door turns on. Even before he got into the house, he would seat these tabachim over there by the doorway. Varmalu, Ashur Hai, Ashur Hai. Do it quickly. In other words, prepare it. You know, make sure we have this. Make sure it's done, etc. Revo Habi Yosef Atakpaka Dishina. He would sit on this marble seat, this marble throne. Umushif Nura, and he would. So he made he made a very nice seat to sit in. For Moshe Nura, he would also go, and he would be the person who would blow up the bellows. Blow on the fire to make it a fire, which would be a nice warm home for Shabbos. Ravonan lavish gunda, he wore a gunda, which is a not such a chashav type of a garment, to do all of the work he did every Shabbos to show that he was willing to get himself down and dirty to prepare for the covered Shabbos. You don't wear so Ravol was sitting on this very fancy situation and helping. He, Bedavka, in a certain sense, Bedavka wore not so chashuv to show that he's willing to prepare for Shabbos whatever it takes. Now Safra is Machrich Reisha, when we have this in the Septuagint Kedushin, that he would prepare part of Shabbos himself instead of relying on the servants. The more mitzvahs of mishlucha, it's better to do it yourself. And the more gives an example of Safra was Machrich Reisha. He would take the head of the animal which they used to serve. He was the one who would roast it. Rava was Malach Shibuta, would take care of salting the fish. Rav Huna Mavlik Shrugi, he was going to take care of lighting all of the candles. Rav Papa Gadol Psilta would I'm not sure the wicks he would make. Twine them, yeah. Parim Silke, he was on a chopped off the beets. Rabbi Yosef Mitzalchi Tzibi would chop the wood. There was Aaron Mitzalchi Tzitzusi, he would take care of the tinder, the small pieces that you use to make for the fire. He was the one who would catch on the light on those small pieces. Rav Nachman Vayitzvot Mechasef Ayo Mechasef Benofik, he would carry the things out in there, and he would put the things on his own shoulder and go in and out. Amr, he said, Ilu Mechalimli would be Amir Rabasi, Mila Mechasifna Kamayu. if Rav Amram and Rav Asi, the Rosh Hashivas would come to me, I wouldn't do it, the manual labor of carrying things in and out myself. So, for sure, Rosh Shabbos, for sure I should do that. Vikadami, the Morse says, Rami Rav Asi, Nekasi, Vaili, Nekasi, Vitnafkin, they did it. Amr Ilo Ikimon, Rabbi Yerchanan, Miloi, Mechasvinan, Temei, we would do it for Rabbi Yerchanan. So we're going to do it for Shabbos. Okay, it's just Rabbi Yosef. So the Morse says there was a story with a fellow named Yosef Merker Shabbi Havoy. There's a fellow named Yosef who gave a lot of recovered to Shabbos. Now this story, everybody knows Yosef Merker Shabbos. Okay, how the Morse says how Nafi the Bishavu said there was this guy in his neighborhood, the Havi Nafishi Nichsei Tuba. He was very rich. Amalek Haldoi, the astrologers, told him, Kula Nifte Yosef Merker Shabi Ochelu, all of your property will be taken by Yosef Merker Shabbos. Also, Zabnino, the Kula Nifte, he sold all of his property. Zabim, who was Marganisa, he bought a pearl with it. Oysa Bisayane, he put it in his turban. This way to keep it close to him. Adi to call over. Maver, he's going over a bridge. Afrika Zika, a wind blew it off. Shaji Mimaya threw it into the water. Bale Kavra, a fish swallowed it. Askua, it was caught. I saw Panya de Mali Shabbata, it was caught. They brought it in on the evening of Erev Shabbos, late in the afternoon. I mean, Man Zobin Kiyasha, who would buy a fish this time of the day? Amr Luzilu, I'm to you, Gabi Yosef Merker Shabbi. He would be willing to spend buy it now until late in the day. If it's a nice thing, he'd get it for Shabbos. The Rogel Zobin, he'd buy such thing. I'm to you in the LA, they brought it to him. Zalmei bought it, Kari, cut it open. Ashkele, Bay Marganisa, he found the pearl in it. Zalmei Betlaser, Elisa, the dinery. He sold it for the value of, it was an exaggeration, 13 attic fulls worth of gold, the dinery is Zabba, gold dinar. Bogabe Halasaba, so Elio Novi came to him, the elder came to him, which the fortune says of Elio Novi, and he said, Amramanda Yosef Shabbata Pare Shabbat. A person who's willing to borrow to cover Shabbos will pay him back. Okay.